Opies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, radio people.
Hello, radio.
Hello.
We're Mothra.
Yeah.
We're gonna speed it up, I promise. But one more. One more slow one. Ready? Thank you. We're gonna do a quick guitar change. And as you may already know now, we're Mothra. We're a group of four, for those of you without eyes. And there's JP on one of the guitars, and Krista on the other guitar, and Sam on the drums. And my name is Belle. And I play the bass, too.
I'm gonna say it. Diet Coke upsets my tummy.
Yeah, we shared a Diet Coke. It didn't sit with him very well. So go easy on him, okay?
All right. Well, almost. C sharp, going down to C sharp, down to F sharp, down to A sharp, down to D. Okay, we're ready.
Gotta change the guitar back. This next song is called Debasing. It was one of the first songs I've ever written, and it's pretty straightforward. Hopefully you relate to it too.
We're tuning up.
Yeah, my A string was really out, so.
You gotta check it.
I know, I forgot.
No, I'm just saying it's like important, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This next song is called Dead Moth. It's about all of the dead moths that I find in the dusty corners and under my dresser and in my cabinets and stuff, and how they make me feel. Maybe you feel the same way. I don't know. Maybe. There's a dead moth on the ceiling.
Dead Moth.
even tell me their favorite soda. Even the people who are listening on the radio, say your favorite soda right now.
Coors.
Coors is not a soda. That's okay. Try again.
Sprite.
He likes Sprite.
Squirt's really good.
Sprite is good. Root beer. Mine is cream soda. I really like cream soda. But if I really like you and you tell me your favorite, I might lie and say that your favorite is my favorite.
Shout out to the circle runners. The runners in circles, running in circles.
Ready? Yeah. Okay. We got two more songs for you. They're kind of fast. They're the clean version for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't swear. This one's called Don't Touch Me. You shouldn't let people touch you if you don't want them to touch you. And if they do, you can tell me about it. And I will do something about that. I got mushrooms. Okay. Yep.
Got a big, I don't really wanna say it again.
is all there is. Don't forget to follow us at mothra.the.band.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming. Oh, yeah, don't forget to put...
Get really close to the mic. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Vivian. This is KBOO's live broadcast of No Quiet Hours Fest. We'll be broadcasting from the Offbeat in North Portland until about 9 p.m. tonight.
And my name is Jamie Bear. The Offbeat is soon to be an all-ages music venue and creative space operated by Friends of Noise in the Kenton neighborhood in North Portland. The Offbeat will not only be a venue, but also a teen workforce development center where youth can learn a variety of skills related to the music industry. The Offbeat will be a third space for youth that embodies Friends of Noise's mission to build a sustainable all-ages music community. The venue is currently under construction, so we are literally in the parking lot right now. More information about Friends of Noise, the Offbeat campaign, can be found at friendsofnoise.org. And I'm here with Vivian. Vivian, this is your first time doing a live broadcast, right?
It is, yeah.
Are you nervous? Tell everyone in Radioland how you're feeling.
Well, technically I went live like 2 days ago, but this is my first time like doing it at a live show, so.
Awesome. Have you ever been to a show in a parking lot?
No, I don't think so. Although if I had, I don't know if I would recall the parking lot bit.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Been to a lot of shows, you know.
Well, and we just watched Mothra play. They were pretty good,
They were great, yeah. I was trying to find them on Spotify before this and I couldn't, which is upsetting. I wish I could add these to all my players.
You had to literally be in this parking lot to hear them.
Yeah.
This is where you can hear to be found.
This is
here.
Where it's at.
This is awesome. We are down at the Offbeat in the parking lot. Hard to miss us. We have like five bands playing today. We have four bands playing today. We have one more band coming up this evening. Is this your typical kind of music that you like to listen to? Or what do you like, Vivian?
I feel like Mothra is more aligned with like what I would usually listen to. I mean, I kind of listen to kind of a wide variety of stuff, though.
Yeah.
So.
And they have like a high energy, like...
Yeah,
We saw people running around in circles.
Yeah, I did look up the second band that's coming on tonight. They're a little bit more hardcore than I'd usually go, but it sounds good to
It's
me,
great so. To see those things live, though.
Yeah,
they're totally. Different than listening to it somewhere else, so that's really great.
Yeah, what kind of stuff do you listen to?
I really like this kind of high energy music. You know, I'm a bit older, so it makes me tired after a while, but it's really great and very energizing. They've been really awesome to listen to. And it's really great to see like people of all ages here kind of interacting with each other and like really getting into it. We have people my age, we have young folks, and everyone's just really enjoying their time here. So it's a really cool event to be at. Have you gone to what other? So are you? You're part of the youth collective, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so tell me more about the youth collective.
Ooh, we have a theme monthly that we follow. And we do a live broadcast once a month at the end of the month based on that theme.
Okay. What's the current theme?
The current theme is deceit, or at least that was what it was for last month, but we've already done the broadcast for this month. So we had a bunch of kids doing stuff like someone did a two truths and a lie thing, which apparently, you know, because that was about like deceit and... some music too. I did one about the War of the Worlds broadcast, which was fun. A few other people.
When it really like originally like freaked people out, right?
Yeah, it did. Well, allegedly, but it's kind of unclear like how much it actually freaked people out, which is part of what we went over. So.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Because I'm from the 1900s before we had the internet. So when I heard
spooky.
I know. Yes. When I heard about the War of the Worlds thing, there was no internet to like fact check it. And I'm from a very small town, so you just kind of believed whatever anybody said. So there's controversy as to whether or not people were really freaked out by it.
Well, I mean, I think I was misinformed because I wasn't doing the part. No, like when I was researching for it, I wasn't doing the part where I was talking about the aftermath, but I was talking about like the like how it came about, like how people produced it and stuff. But I had been like told on YouTube that people had done very bad things after the broadcast and had like gone to the police station and been like, hey, like, put me into the war against the Martians. Like, I'm taking this over. And
they were just waiting for that call.
I was talking to the two other people I was doing it with, and they were like, yeah, Viv, I don't think that that happened. And I was like, okay, I think my YouTube video has to be correct. Like,
if you can't trust about. YouTube, what can you trust?
That's what I'm saying. I trust YouTube with everything.
Well, I still believe it. If I had heard it on the radio and television didn't exist yet, I would totally be like, I'm ready to fight the Martians.
Yeah, exactly. You'd go to your local police station and be like, put me in the war.
That is my first action.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what I would do, for sure. Uh-huh. So what did you do? Do you have a favorite, like... So, okay, so what are the age range of people in the youth collective?
Ooh. I guess I would be, like, on the older side of it.
Okay.
Like, I think, like, 17. I don't know if there's anyone older than me.
How do you think? Who do you think's, like,
but
how...
But there's, like,
how young?
Very young kids. Eight. I think, allegedly.
I got like it, allegedly. Again, you heard it on YouTube, so we don't know. That's their age.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of bad at guessing kids' ages, but I think it goes from like 8 to 17. So definitely there's some young voices in there. So that's good.
That's awesome. I actually got to sit in once as kind of an adult in the room type situation. And I think there was like a 9-year-old, and they were reviewing like albums that they found randomly in the library. And this kid of all kids got Bikini Kill, which was amazing.
Oh, that's sweet.
So
I
good.
Love that.
It was
wow.
the most. He's like, they're really angry.
Like, okay. Well, that kid's going to be a lot cooler than me when he's my age.
Me too. Same. I also would not have listened to that then. But that's awesome. Mm-hmm. How long have you been in the Youth Collective?
A month. This is my first month. I know.
Welcome to KBOO!
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Did you get involved in KBOO because of the Youth Collective? Or, like, were you doing other things too?
No, I mean, I was just, like, Googling, like, fun things I could get involved in the city. And I had the tab open on my laptop since, like, February. And I just didn't get to it until the summer.
And you finally did it!
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been great. It's been really fun.
That's awesome. So do you have like a general interest in the radio, or like are you
more so just like in music? I feel like it's kind of why I joined in on it. So
right on. Yeah. So do you hope to do like your own music show, or what do you want to do?
I don't know. That's kind of why I joined, just to figure out what I might want to do with it and that kind of thing. But it also just looked really fun, and it has been really fun. So
yeah, there's I think I joined KBOO like a year ago. I'm also a volunteer. Mm-hmm. And like my favorite thing about it is just the variety of people who get involved with KBOO.
Totally, yeah.
Like, it's a really cool community, and it's very welcoming. Mm-hmm. So I've really enjoyed being a part of it. And then you get to do crazy stuff like this, where we're literally live on the radio.
Yeah.
In a parking lot.
Yeah.
Waiting for a band to go on.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Hacky Sack has broken out next to us.
Oh, yeah. That's been a fun watch.
Do you play Hacky
Everyone's
Sack?
Everyone's getting into it. I honestly don't know how to play Hacky Sack now.
I didn't know.
I would
still
be a little
a thing.
Bit lost if I got ushered into that circle. So
yeah, it's probably good that they leave us out here and we'll just talk about them playing Hacky Sack. Oh, we're gonna scoot over a little because we're gonna squish in with our band here. We were able to get Mothra to come on over, so we're gonna get them on the microphone if they can navigate the intense canopy situation we have going on here. So, okay, so you've done one youth collective program.
Yes.
What has been the coolest thing you've learned about, like, being on the radio?
Ooh, that's a really hard question. I don't know. I mean, I'm still learning, like, how to do, like, the technical part of it. Mm-hmm. But I think, I guess, just, like, the FCC stuff has been, like, kind of odd. I didn't expect some of that type of guidelines. So.
There's a lot of regulations, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, we are now slightly being joined by Mothra, who's also distracted by the Hacky Sack going on.
We're trying to call over our last member.
Oh, they have lost a member to Hacky Sack.
Like wrangling R.I.P. a bunch of cats.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we have you guys introduce yourself while we're waiting here. Who are you and what do you do?
We're Mothra and we play music.
Uh-huh. Did you mean individually or the band?
That's good. That's a good intro. Now tell me your name.
I'm Belle.
And your name?
I'm Krista.
Okay. And then you?
I'm JP.
I've forgotten all of your names already. Welcome, though.
Yeah.
Mothra. Okay, wait. Okay, so I know, I'm assuming this is a Godzilla reference.
Yes.
I would love if it wasn't. You're like, who the heck is Godzilla?
Uh-oh.
So tell me, how long have you guys been together?
Probably 5 years.
Four or five.
Okay, yeah. So how old were you when you got together?
A range of ages.
Yeah.
I think I was like 20, because I couldn't play bar shows
yet. I think I was 21.
Okay. I couldn't play bar shows yet. Yeah, that's a good...
It was an issue for a show or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was for a while, but I don't know. We were playing bar shows first start of our career or whatever you call it.
Bar shows, house shows.
Yeah.
That stuff.
And you guys are all from Portland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So where are we
from? I don't think any of us are from Portland.
Yeah.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live in Redmond on a farm.
On a farm?
Yeah.
I'm from the Seattle area, and I'll say hi to my family who I know is listening.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Hi, Chris's mom and dad.
Hi Chris's mom and dad.
Oh, and hi, Harrison. I don't want you to feel left out.
Hi, Harrison.
Hi, Harrison. That's her boyfriend.
Harrison's favorite soda is Mountain Dew Voltage.
He texted it in.
Oh, man.
Oh, because you asked on while we were playing.
Yeah.
Good to know. Did you already know that, though?
I didn't know that. Sorry, Harrison.
Oh, sorry, Harrison.
Don't be mad at me.
We're all learning things about you right now, Harrison. We appreciate you.
If you like cream soda, you're the man.
Yeah.
Okay, so describe your music, like, your musical genre to us. Like, what how would you describe your music to people who have never heard it?
I think we definitely like the fluidity of our band. We like just making music, and then if it sounds good, we play it.
I think I always like to tell us, like, in the realm of indie and punk rock, if I have to put a label on it, because we do some like quieter songs, we do some heavier songs,
some
and
poppy
we do
songs.
a range of indie and alternative music.
Yeah,
that's how I describe
it. That's good. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Who would you guys say, like, influences your music?
Probably Interpol and The National, which I think is kind of
funny.
Oh,
I love The National.
Yeah,
so good.
Very good. Very good bands. But I like a number of things.
Right.
I pull from classic rock a lot. That's how I learned guitar playing classic rock, or at least learned to solo playing classic rock. And so I love Rush a lot. I love Alex Lifeson's guitar playing a lot, and also Eddie Van Halen because Eddie Van Halen. Oh, sorry. I love Rush and Eddie Van Halen.
Nice.
If your music was like a type of soda, what do you think it would be?
Ooh, good question.
What was that?
If your music was like a type of soda.
I don't think it would be cream soda. I think it would be kind of like a strawberry, like maybe a strawberry or a raspberry soda.
I love that. Strawberry.
Yeah. Maybe more raspberry.
Get out of here. You're not allowed in the interview. No, wait. Come back.
Our hacky sack player has joined us. You gotta introduce yourself. What's your name?
This is Sam, our drummer.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Hi, I'm Sam. I play the drums.
He's the biggest cat of them all.
Wow. Okay, so how did you guys find each other then? You're all from different areas, you're all from different places. How did you meet?
I like doing a number of ads when I'm looking for people, so I found Krista, and then we found JP, and we did like tryouts. And then Sam came a while after, I think maybe like a year ago, and they all made the cut because they're so great.
I saw during the pandemic, I was like a freshman in college, and I was like trying to get into the music scene in Eugene. I went to U of O, we both went to U of O, and I saw Belle put an ad out for a guitarist, and I was like, well, I play guitar. Mm-hmm. And I said in a video of me playing, I don't know, some kind of rock song or whatever, and she was like, cool, you're good.
Well, I was like, nobody does this. I want that one. Yeah.
Give me that one.
The video thing is interesting to me, because back in the day, back in the 1900s, you would have had to go to some creepy warehouse and play in front of people you've never met before.
Well, that was pretty much it. I mean, the video wasn't the only thing.
Okay.
She also had to be nice to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it was also like the pandemic, so I got booted home to Washington in the second, like in spring quarter, and so I was scrolling through Instagram trying to find music stuff, and that's, you know, where I found the ad. So it's a bit harder to, like, it was hard for me to meet Belle at a show when there were no shows happening because of the pandemic. So
fair, yeah. What about the rest of you? How did you
get? I met Belle. I played in a band in Eugene, and it was my first band. It was called Ponderosa, and then Belle and I played shows together in separate bands, and then COVID hit, and then I was like, man, I'd love to play music with my whole heart, and then I found I think they were called, the Why Nots at the time. And then we changed it to Mothra in the while I was chatting with Belle. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm glad we changed it.
Yeah. Do you guys have any upcoming songs coming out soon?
We should be done by the end of the summer and have like a whole album.
Yay!
Great.
Hopefully. But no promises.
Yep. It's been a whole process trying to record, but we're finally close.
Yeah, we might do like a whole rebrand, so follow us on Instagram at mothra.d.band and you can see how we change form.
Would this be like first album, or do you have a few out? Or?
Yeah.
It's going to be our first album one, ever. Yeah.
Sweet.
Debut.
Yeah. Cool. But we're kind of like self-critical, so we want it to be perfect. Yeah.
We're perfectionists.
It's never going to happen. I will tell you that now. Yeah. And not, that's not a judgment on you as not being perfect people. It's just not going to happen. But
right.
Are there places online that people can listen at least some of your music?
I mean, you can watch it on our YouTube. We have a
few years ago, we at Oregon State University, we were on a show called Locals Live, run by the students, I believe, at OSU. And they that's linked in our bio. On our Instagram.
Cool. It doesn't really represent us well. We've definitely evolved from there,
then.
So we just suggest that you guys wait.
Okay. Pretend they don't exist until after this perfect album comes
It'll
out.
It'll come out, we promise. We just have to get there.
All right, do you guys have anywhere that people can see you coming up?
Our Instagram is a good place to follow us.
Yep.
We'll always post about shows before they happen. We play in Portland like we are now. We also play in Eugene and Corvallis. We played in Seattle a couple times too. So follow our Instagram and you'll hear about upcoming music releases and you'll hear about upcoming shows as well.
Is your Instagram handle just Mothra or is it?
Mothra.the.band.
Belle runs it, she knows it.
Mothra.the.band.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great. Anything else you want the listeners in Radioland to know?
We love you guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting this event.
Yeah, thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. Thank you all for being here. We really appreciate having you here.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
It looks like we are getting ready to go back to this. We are ready to talk to Viv some more.
Okay.
So I hadn't really thought about, because I know this is kind of like bands that were formed in Eugene, it's like the college scene music, and it's really about, you know, they talked about the pandemic, and they talk about the pandemic, and it's interesting to me how much that changed, not just people who went to college, but college bands, like bands
right,
that were literally formed in college,
and then,
so that extra layer of just complication with the pandemic. So that's really fascinating to me. We do have a band coming up next.
Go Red, I believe.
Yeah, Viv knows it.
Okay, up next is Go Red.
Perfect.
But we're going to switch off to some filler music, I think, for a minute here. So
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
About it, you could not always believe it, and it now collapses, and how you know it returns to light, returns some way, return to light today. To remember it, nothing is effortless. Try to imagine that nothing is obvious. Try to remind me that words come through me. Effortless. All things agree to be. front door if I gave me the chance. And I'm in hot water, boiling over. Leave your chaps on the pantry door, and you're never stoked if you're never bored. And I leave when I hear no creaks in the floor, but you stand so still that I'm never sure. And the condensation is ripping the bag. At your front door, if I gave me the chance, and I'm in hot water, and now I'm blind. Can't go bad if it never began. And I won't if I call, I know I can. I shadows for my eyes, dramatic to cry. And I'm still warm, now I'm all in one. Leave your chaps on the pantry door. They say the heated water runs too high, and the stream water runs too cold. There's gotta be a better way, there's gotta be some.
Feather through the sand.